Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Second down, nine. Darnold getting messy, going deep, and he's got Jefferson. He's got Jefferson. It's a foot race downfield with Brown. Shifting gears. Getting a block. That's six. 97 yards. Smokes.
Call that the play of the game, play of Sunday, a 97-yard touchdown to Justin Jefferson. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, Jeremy and Joe, Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Kind of recapping the weekend that was in the NFL, chatting Bills with you, asking what you took away from the rest of the games. Baltimore, 0-2, Cincinnati, 0-2. Houston's 2-0, Pittsburgh's 2-0, Bills sit there at 2-0. The AFC, reverse AFC power rankings coming your way via Shope and the Bulldogs. Is that today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, Monday night game. There's no AFC team playing tonight, but
Bills
whatever.
Can be second in that? It's going to be them or Houston. Right?
Yeah, I think they'll be two. I think the Chiefs get it because they always get benefit of the doubt, and the Bills, yep. I'd put them at two right now.
The other thing I took away from yesterday, the teams were more efficient throwing the ball yesterday by a lot, right? Like, Kyler Murray, if he needed to, probably could have thrown for 500 yards of that game. But the trend of running more is still, like, it's still there. The pass rates by teams, last year there were 24 teams that were above 50% throwing the ball. 24 teams, and right now through 2 weeks there are only 14. So it's almost been cut in half. It's only 2 weeks of the season. Maybe that's, you know, some have pointed to, like, is that preseason reps and we need to simplify things earlier. So maybe that'll change as the season goes on. But through 2 weeks, like, it's most teams are about 50-50 right now.
Well, one thing, as we monitor this over the course of the season, every time we talk about big league-wide stats, I want to ask the question, why am I evaluating the Bills ever in the same league as Carolina or Green Bay with Malik Willis, you know, like, who had been with the team for 2 weeks?
Okay.
Or up and down the line, you want to do this.
Like Washington.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad quarterbacking out there. And the Bills, of course, don't have that problem. So they should be one of the pass heavier teams just by virtue of they have a guy who's way better than most of the guys in the league. But that can be a story for another day. You know, watching the early games yesterday, it struck me how many bad quarterbacks I was watching. By comparison to the good quarterbacks.
Yeah. Like, who are the bad quarterbacks right now? Is Levis on that list?
Yeah, sure.
Does he kind of have to be? He is,
I mean,
nuts.
Richardson and Malik Willis yesterday is a game where, like,
Richardson
was tough.
Rough.
Real tough day for him. He had 9 completions in their first game.
Yeah.
And in this game against Green Bay, it's 17 of 34 for 204.
Yeah.
3 picks.
Yeah.
Like, there's some teams that should probably run it a lot because they're afraid of their quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Denver should be afraid of their quarterback right now. Bo Nix looks tough.
Are the Jets running because they're afraid of their quarterback a little bit? That's my biggest hot take from 2 weeks is the Jets play like they have a game manager at quarterback. They won yesterday.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just think the state of quarterbacking is a part of this. There's two things, the state of quarterbacking and also that quarterbacks run.
Yeah.
Breece Hall got 14 carries. Braylon Allen got 7. Rodgers ran 2 times for 1 yard. Not one of the running quarterbacks.
No. Not one of them. No, he's not.
803-0550. One other thing to keep an eye on. So maybe you watched the Chiefs and the Bengals and you saw Jamar Chase lose it on an official.
Yeah.
He got flagged for abusive language. He's mad. He's upset. He's going after the official twice. Burrow tries to calm him down. He waves off Burrow and they get into it a little bit. And we find out what he was mad about. It was a hip drop tackle that went uncalled. We've also got Joe Mixon who left the game for Houston because of a hip drop tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the NFL and NFLPA made it a rule and an emphasis for a reason. Time to put your money where your mouth is. There was no flag. He was told the play did not violate the ban. You might have missed this from week one against Arizona. Josh Allen got hip drop tackled.
Mm-hmm.
The league, when they made this a rule and said they're going to make it a point of emphasis, they said that it happens about once a week in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Once a week. And
has it been called so far through 2 weeks?
I've not seen a game where it has been called. And if you go to NFLpenalties.com, you can look into a lot of different, you know, split up how penalties are called. All you can see is roughness. You can't exactly see what the roughness was. Like roughing the passer might be pulled out. But you don't see hip drop tackle on NFLpenalties.com. At least I haven't seen it yet. So you've got players, now that they know this is a point of emphasis, getting up and asking, where's my flag? Same with with a horse collar, right? When there's a horse collar, a guy will stand up right away and like point to his jersey like, that's a horse collar. Give me that flag. And if anybody out there has seen a hip drop tackle called yet, I've seen a lot of these games so far. I've not seen a hip drop called once. And you've got players asking for it.
Yeah. Warren Sharp also was tweeting about one last week. He said it was a highlight from the Jet Niner game. Perfectly executed hip drop tackle, no flag. There was another one right there. And I'm watching it clear as day. I don't see any reference to one that was called, though, through 2 weeks. Didn't you think the Chase one, though, wasn't the same? Because weren't they going to be very... There was like a technicality. There was like some difference between a hip drop and something else where, like, I don't know. That Chief player that is tackling Chase, he's kind of got his legs spread out, right? Yeah, like, he's using his weight to drag him down. But I don't think, I don't know. I would want to, again, we could get into the rule book. I don't know if that would graduate to the exact definition of what they're looking for. But maybe. Who's the CBS rules guy now? It's not Gene anymore, is it? It's somebody else?
For CBS? Sure.
Is it? Because he said he didn't think that it was a hip drop.
Yeah, that's
whoever the rules official was.
The tackle on Chase is not the textbook hip drop at all.
Right, right.
It involves an unweighting of yourself. That's the...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get, you grab a player on the waist, like this guy takes him from the top, he's tackling from the shoulders and twists him to the ground.
Yeah,
you might not like the tackle if you're Chase, but nothing about it is a hip drop tackle,
right? And then Chase almost, like,
he lost it.
Him and Burrow were they shoved each other, didn't they?
Yeah,
well, Burrow was kind of shoving him, like, get into the huddle, and Chase was like, not,
he's freaking out.
He walked over, but he wasn't having it. Like, I think he maybe gave a little shove to his quarterback.
He was freaking out. Can I play the let me be Jamar Chase's agent and defend him for 2 seconds here? Like, you don't want to get after the official. You don't want to take a flag. Why is he upset? Why is he really upset?
Because he hasn't been paid.
Yeah,
He gets
a tough tackle. He doesn't have a contract. He doesn't have the guarantees that he probably should have right now. He doesn't look at Tua. Tua's contract guaranteed him $167 million for injury.
Mm-hmm.
If you get hurt and can't play ever again, here's $167 million. Right. Okay, I can go play.
And Chase maybe just saw his, he just saw his money flash across his eyes without having any guarantee that he's going to get it.
If you're a guy like him and you're out there playing the position of receiver, like it's an important position, you're important to the franchise, you see all the other guys getting paid, you're still not paid, aren't you playing every day mad? Aren't you playing every day
sure.
resenting your franchise, your ownership, whatever? So, doesn't give him the right to go after an official, but to me, it's a guy that has not been given any sort of long-term guarantees. He's probably playing mad all the time. You know, and if Burrow's like, hey man, easy, calm down. If they talk about it after the game, like, Joe, you got your $250 million.
All right.
I don't have anything yet. I'm working on my second contract still. And of course, they paid Burrow after 3 years.
Is he going to get the diva tag today from some people? Because we do that with all receivers, right?
Of course, yes.
Have any sort of emotional reaction anywhere on the field.
Right. I mean, you want to keep it in check there and not go after the official, but...
Did he cost them at all by doing that yesterday? Like, they end up having to settle for a field goal. What was the down and distance? Like, how much did that play really harm them?
A lot. I mean, it's...
Because they could have got a first down and kept the clock ticking, right?
That's right. And instead, it ends up being, like, third and...
Yeah.
You pull up the game log.
And here we go. So, okay, there was more... That was the second to last drive. So, there were 10 minutes left on the clock.
Yeah.
But it would have been... It would have been third and seven.
Yeah, instead it was third and 25.
Yeah.
And then they pass it and then kick a field goal.
Right.
803-0550. Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Joe. Yeah, yesterday was actually very surprising wins by teams that I didn't expect to win. New Orleans Saints, that was like a shocker for me. Up 21-3, and like even before halftime, that was amazing. But one of the things that, you know, because I can't see it, but I hear about it, had the Kansas City game on, and I was just wondering, did Chase have a legitimate gripe about the hip drop tackle?
No, and it wasn't really close to anything like a textbook hip drop tackle that they would show on the this is what they're trying to ban. It was nothing like that.
Okay, I didn't,
he got rolled up on a little bit. It's an awkward tackle, but it's definitely not like the hip drop tackle.
Okay, and then last night I was listening to the game, Golic, the Houston game, and they kept making comments about the hits that Williams was taking.
Oh yeah,
and the one hit, it was a clean hit, and I guess all the linemen came over and they just started scuffling. It was like, come on, it's part of the game. That's what they were saying last night. Was that a clean hit?
I didn't see that hit. I know that I've seen Caleb Williams taking a lot of sacks. And watching some of that game last night, like he is definitely running for his life.
That defensive end pairing they have is as good as you can get.
That's true.
They pressured him. He was pressured 17 times on 31 dropbacks, like more than 50%.
Yeah, that's causing, too. Austin Gale just had this stat on Twitter. Caleb Williams, 3.0 net yards per attempt is the worst for any quarterback in weeks 1 and 2 in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Poor Chicago. You finally got your quarterback, and that's just not, it's not off to a hot start. He made some throws yesterday that's like, okay, you can see the arm talent, but they're going to either... I mean, it's a tough matchup, but they're going to need to block better for him because he is definitely somebody that I could see taking a lot of sacks. He's always trying to do stuff back there. He's trying to he had three free rushers on one play. He tried to get around all three of them. Again, I don't know what he's supposed to do. Is he maybe scramble to the edge and throw it away? But
yeah.
That guy in college was like this. He is always trying to make a big play, and there's a couple times where he takes a sack where he probably could have got away with it without taking it.
They mentioned, Sunday Night Football mentioned this, 17% of his completions or attempts in college were when holding the ball 4 seconds or longer.
Okay.
Like long extended plays, right? That's,
I don't know if you could do that in the NFL.
No, he's going to have to be on schedule probably a lot more. A couple texts on the hip drop stuff. Chris writes in, on the CBS broadcast, they said they plan to address hip drop tackles through fines rather than penalties. That's not the rule. They might have said that. That's not the rule. It's against the rules.
Right.
If you get fined after the fact, I got to ask, that's against the rules.
Yeah.
It's a 15-yard penalty now, and they're not calling it. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I did not see the Cooper Kupp tackle, but I have a tweeter saying that the Cooper Kupp tackle looked like it might have been a hip drop. And I see here now, yeah, all right, tracking hip drops. All right. 803-0550. More calls when we get back. Chris Brown to wrap the weekend that was. We start to turn our attention towards the Jaguars, who might be without Gabe Davis. He left with an injury.
Yeah, we'll see. He'll monitor throughout the week.
He got hurt late in that game.
Yep.
803-0550 on WGR.